It is a good feeling when you know something's good is on the way. Amen. It's kind of the way about I feel about my pastor coming home. Something good's coming. You know how he is. He takes a couple of weeks off. He's loaded for bear when he gets back. So good. That's good. Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. We're going to teach just a little while. Not going to be too long. Thank you, musicians and singers, for entertaining the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. If you'd like to stand for the reading of the Word, we'll read a couple of scriptures. We're going to read several. We'll not have you stand the whole time. God bless you. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Lord, touch us tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Verse number 4, he began to give them the dimensions. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates. And I'm sure most all of you know your geography well enough to know where the Euphrates River is. It starts up in Turkey, down through Syria and through Iraq, and empties on out into the Persian Gulf, down on the, close to the border of Iran. But even to the great river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites. The Hittites were a very warlike people that lived in the hill country of Canaan, and they were quick to go to battle. But the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, that's the Mediterranean on the west side, shall be your coast. That's a pretty good sized piece of land. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Verse number 6, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give to them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. That's a pretty good formula. Verse 9, have I not commanded thee? I kind of interpret that to say, hadn't I already told you? Be strong and of a good courage. That's the third time in about four scriptures he said that. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. I'm just going to teach just a little while this afternoon. Stay in the fight. Now, there's been times when I cut and run, but we're going to be talking about some spiritual aspects tonight. Stay in the fight. And when we read these scriptures, we know that a time of transition was at hand for Israel. Moses had died. In Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 8, and the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. That was the prescribed days of mourning. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended, and Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. And the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. Moses was dead, but I'm here to tell you tonight, God's mission does not cease with the death of a leader. He's going to raise somebody else up. He's going to put it in the hands of somebody else that's capable of taking over. And I kind of chuckled at myself when I was reading it. Anybody ever heard of Yogi Berra? Who's ever heard of Yogi-isms? He said it ain't over till it's over. When God says it's over, it's over. But until then, he's got a plan. So remember that. The promised land was in sight, but a new leader was fixing to be leading them. And he was the one that stood by Moses, attended to him as a servant, and now being called to lead. The 30 days of grieving is over. And you have to remember, 39 years earlier, the Israelites had a chance to go into the promised land. But they failed to trust God to give them victory. And God made them wander in the wilderness for 40 years. And until all of that disobedient generation had died out. And during that wandering, ironically, the Israelites obeyed God's laws. They murmured and complained a little bit, sure. But they obeyed God's laws, and they taught the generations coming up to obey God's laws. And they did this so they might enter the promised land. And I look at it as lesson learned. Here we done wallowed around 40 years, and everybody that was come out, they're all dead and gone. And I was young, but I remember running around. I don't want to do that again. I'm going to obey the laws of God. I'm going to stay in the fight. I don't want to wander anymore. And as a children of God, we need to remind ourselves that faith and obedience to God is going to bring victory. Just like disobedience and unbelief is going to bring tragedy and defeat. Be sure that your sins will find you out. I have seen people, their sins find them out the day they commit them. But some of them are going to be found out at the judgment seat. But you can be sure of one thing. Your sins are going to find you out. Joshua had been trained by Moses, and he was well prepared to take over the leadership of the nation of Israel. And we all know when there's a change of leadership, it's essential to have a smooth transition. And I know in the corporate world and the political world, you hear about the incoming representative or the incoming boss working with the one that's there for a smooth transition, for an establishment of a new administration. But I tell you, this doesn't happen if the new leader is not well trained. You got to have somebody that knows what he's doing. And my mind went to our pastor that took over this church, and the kind of financial straits that it might have been in or was in, and even some spiritual aspects that need to be addressed. And I tell you, God used the time and place to call Brother Baggett, believe it or not. And I'm telling you, what a challenge to take a situation that seems to be in shambles, and first thing you know, you have a conquering and an overcoming church. I tell you, Joshua did the same thing. Before they crossed that Jordan River, the Bible says he sanctified all the people. He got them back under the covenant of circumcision before they crossed over. And that's what we have to do. We have to get ourselves ready to fight. And we have to be ready to stay in the fight and not give up. Amen. Every new job is a challenge. And without God, it can be very frightening. But I'm telling you, with God, it can be a great adventure. Amen. We may not conquer nations like Israel did, but I tell you, we face tough situations. We face temptations. We face difficult people day in and day out. But I tell you, my God reminded us and promises us he will never leave us or fail to help us. I don't care, regardless of the situation, regardless of how we feel. With God's anointing, you can conquer life's problems. And you might say, well, Steve, you don't understand what I'm going through. We've all gone through bad stuff. I may not understand what you're going through. I may not have gone through that. But I tell you, it will make you stronger. He said, I will walk with you through the valley of the shadow of death. And we're going to come forth as pure gold if we'll stay in the fight and stay with God. Number 27, verse 18. And the Lord said unto Moses, take thee Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay thine hand upon him, and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight, or commission him, if you will. And thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall counsel for him after the judgment of Urim before the Lord. Now the Urim, I'm sure most of y'all reading your Bible have come across the Urim and the Thummim. If you have, if you've ever looked it up, it simply was oracles that the priests used, pretty much like the ephod. Matter of fact, they were worn underneath the ephod, and it was things that the priest used when he would went in and would go before the Lord to seek the will and the favor in the face of God. But he had him go before the council of the priest. And at his word shall they go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. I'm telling you, a lot of people today just want to be a leader to have a position. But I tell you, the best leaders are going to be the ones who will fight and who will help us stay in the fight. And are the ones that are goal-oriented and people-oriented. I'm glad I'm following a leader like that. I tell you, I'm glad I'm following a leader that has this church at heart, and a man that follows Christ. And I'm telling you, the scripture says, and with Christ, all things are possible. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were talking about our church, and I like to brag on our church every chance I get. It's what they call that, sanctified, proud, or whatever you want to call it. I'm not boasting, I was telling them about our church growing and about how the Lord blessed us, and the mortgage has been paid and improvements have been made, and we've purchased a good piece of property and a house over there to the tune of what? Close to $1 million? If you add it all up, this little congregation right here, you know? And somebody says, how can that be? I don't know. If you can explain the loaves and the fishes other than just a miracle, I'll explain that to you. But I'm telling you, it's all about hanging on to God. It's all about doing God's will. It's all about staying in the fight and letting God give the increase. And that's what we have to do. And God talked to Moses face to face. We all know, you can read in, I think it's about the 34th chapter of Numbers, and when some accusations were brought against him, he didn't send anybody. He didn't send a vision. He came down himself. And he told Aaron and Miriam, he said, this guy right here, I don't even talk to this man in visions and dreams. I talk to him face to face, friend to friend. And I tell you, he may not talk to me face to face, but I tell you what, I want to be in a position, if he decides to, that he can talk to me face to face. And he can talk to me friend to friend. But now Joshua would be going through the direction of the high priest. And so you ask, what did Joshua have to know and understand? Number one, like we said earlier, Moses is dead. And what had to be established at this point in Joshua's mind was that a new day was dawning. And looking back is not an option. And what's happened in the past, don't worry about it. I've told you before, worrying about what's happened yesterday, that's depression. Worrying about tomorrow, that's anxiety. Let's live for today. Let's live in the now. That's what God wants us to do. But what had to be established at this point was that a new day was coming. And the victories of the past, don't count on that to carry you forward. And the defeats of the days that have gone by, that doesn't mean anything. That has no consequence whatsoever now. It's about right now and what God was going to have Joshua doing. He wanted Joshua to stay in the fight. Amen. Listen to Paul's words in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I don't have a handle on it all. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Just like Paul, every one of us have things that we've been sorry of and we've been ashamed of. And I often wondered about Paul, the man that stood there and held the coats of the men while they stoned Stephen and heard and saw Stephen's prayer and listened to him, staying in the fight, if you will, to the very end. How it might have weighed on his mind, and how Paul probably a lot of times had to tell himself, I cannot worry about the things that are behind. I cannot worry about things yesterday. I have to stay in the fight today. I can't worry about tomorrow, but I'm going to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of Jesus Christ. So because our hope is in Jesus Christ, we can get let go of that past, and we can look forward to what will help us stay in the fight. Don't you want to stay in the fight? Don't you want to fight on? Amen. Joshua and Paul both are pretty much saying, just get over it and get on with it. Moses is dead. It's time to move on. We got a job on our hands, and we have a fight on our hands. But the thing about it, we must not glory in what we were, but what and who we are now. And I want to be ready to fight. And I think about Mordecai when he told Esther, when the decree had done gone out to annihilate the Jewish people all over the land. He said, I believe you were brought to a place such as this for a time as this. And I believe this church was put here, and Brother Baggett was put here for such a time as this. I look around and I see a lot of people that have been to several different churches, myself included. And I told somebody one time, I was like an old boll weevil for about 10 months. I was looking for a home. But I tell you what, God has his time in his place. But I promise you, don't give up the fight. Stay in the fight. The second thing Joshua must do, must get up and answer the call. I tell you, the work has to go on. Let's get up and get about it. And I tell you the things that happened to us in the last 10 years, let's don't let our weeping hinder our sowing. Let's don't let that get to us. Let's don't let the ones that the hands have become weakened and are not able to do it like they used to. Don't let it tie our hands. Let's get in there and do our part. Let's stay in the fight. I tell you, God has a work to do, and I'm telling you, he's going to find somebody or he's going to make somebody to take care of it, whether we want to or not. I know Moses is dead, the scripture said, but God, the master, is not. He lives forever. Stay in the fight. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the Lord, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. I tell you,